Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Steve, Lauren, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
We don't have Sharpie this time.
No.
Because Sharpie...
is at Disney World already.
Yeah. He's already out there having fun, whooping it up with Jessie. I'm not happy with him.
It's unfair that all you people are going to be in Disney, and I have to hold the fort down.
And then you're going to be there, what, 2 days after we are? Yeah, yeah. I don't want to hear it.
You'll have fun.
No sympathy for me, huh?
None.
We'll hide,
you guys.
We'll hide Mouse Chat pins for you, Lauren, to find.
Well, that's fun. I like doing that.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she has nothing better to do.
I know.
She doesn't on the first day.
I can send the girls and then I can go get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be weird. I had to bring in a replacement Lauren for this weekend.
Really? Is she blonde?
No, she's a redhead. She's sassy. Okay, so we got a bunch of listener questions while you were in Australia a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't get to all of them, so we're going to try to get to the rest of them tonight.
Perfect.
All right. Do you want me to start?
I like this. Chris Wood is in charge.
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm not really. I'm just trying to bring things back out of the gutter.
Is that even possible?
Not really, but, you know, I can try.
Okay.
Yes, it's my good Catholic girl coming out. Okay.
Don't really? Laugh. She's been gone a while.
You witch.
Oh!
So horrible.
You know what? You guys aren't getting finger rolls.
Because we're incorrigible. Because we can't see him finger roll.
I know,
so this
but
is
you
what
can.
What happens when you keep me cooped up for a week?
You can always sense the finger rolls are happening.
Do you know what? Lauren's been under a lot of stress, and I have kind of been enjoying the unstable Lauren lately. It's been kind of fun instead of the usual calm Lauren. Never gets upset over anything. All right, let's go.
Okay, you start. Right. You've got the questions.
Okay, so Zach Hall writes. This is probably not one that I need to bring out here. But Zach writes, I'd like to see a show about the Mouse Chatters. That's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, we need to do
Don't
that.
Don't give Steve any ideas.
I know, right? Maybe we could talk about our interesting hobbies, Steve's bonsai trees.
Yeah. Well, we should do, that's why we should do one video show, Chris.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You should do it from your shoe closet.
You know, if I could do it in my shoe closet, I would. Oh, God, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think you could. You could podcast.
I'm going to sit on my big pink chair.
I'm sure you could, and have your shoes all on your little displays around you.
Can I wear a big poofy dress?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you just opened up a door.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to regret that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, if it increases ratings.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Chris sitting there with her red shoes on. That ought to increase ratings.
Yeah, there's always that lone freak on the internet. Wear the red shoes, the one with the little straps.
All you see is like Chris talking and just her feet with the shoes.
And I could be talking about cats. This is my favorite one. Don't tell the others. Okay. All right.
Wow.
You know, Zach, you may have just heard everything you need to know about us in that brief conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you may never listen again.
It could be. But thank you for your question anyway, and for helping us bring ourselves down a little tiny bit farther. Okay, let's get serious now. Colin Cassidy writes, and this is one that's actually a good one. Not that Zach's wasn't good. I don't mean that. I just mean this is something we can be, you know, kind of serious about. Colin writes, my wife, two kids, and I are going to Walt Disney World in June, and I was wondering if you knew of any restaurants that vegetarians or vegans could go to. Also, well, let's answer this part first.
Okay.
Vegetarians and vegans.
A lot of places, actually.
All of them,
every
really.
Place.
They'll make whatever you, well, they'll accommodate all your dietary needs.
Yeah, that's a great thing about
Disney. Just want to mark your reservation, too, so they know.
So, Lauren, is there... So they can do that on the Disney website when they're making the reservation?
Yep, that last page.
Okay. Yeah, I know that, like, you can even have the chef come out and talk to you about what is vegetarian and what is not. But just about every place has one really awesome entree that's vegetarian at the very least.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and as far as vegan, they will, or even allergies if we get into that, if you've got serious issues, whether it's life-threatening or... just very strong beliefs in what you eat or don't eat, the chef's going to come out and talk to you and make sure they understand exactly what you can and cannot have. It's pretty impressive.
It is. They're very good. Okay, there's a second part of this question. It says, also, and I know you can't answer this one, Lauren, but maybe the rest of us can. Also, what are your top five favorite non-alcoholic drinks at each of the four parks?
What do you mean? That was very insulting.
I know.
This one's got my name written all over it.
That actually does.
I think Lisa should go with this one.
But you know what? It's so stinking boring. favorite drinks? Because I don't like the real high sugary ones, and the high caffeine ones, I don't do those either. So I'll go get a decaf coffee at Starbucks. Yum. Exciting. Man, this isn't a good question because I am boring.
Well, no, but you have your Cokes, of course, that we all drink.
I think my answer would be a lot more fun.
I have to agree. But you can get...
Oh, I've got to think on
this. Virgin pina colada, right?
Yes, I do like their virgin pina coladas. Like I'm thinking in the parks, but you're right. We can go to sit-down restaurants and order the frozen drinks there. Their frozen pina coladas are good. The strawberry margaritas are good.
Especially when you add rum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
That always makes anything better.
They never add enough, though.
Do they have any good shakes? Oh, Beaches and Cream.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, now I'm into this.
Oh, like a root beer float.
Root beer float or a chocolate shake. Yeah.
What about the Dole Whip that's like that has the juice in it, that has the pineapple juice?
Dole Whip float?
Kind of like a Dole Whip, yeah, Dole Whip float. And you can kind of drink it, sort of.
You can, Steve.
During the summer and
they give you a straw, so it's a drink.
You're just standing there long enough.
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds.
But if you go to Epcot, you can get that infused with alcohol.
You can!
Listen to you!
On it.
Really?
I heard it was disgusting.
Lauren, did you hear the question?
And if
there's other people too.
We get over to Universal Studios. I think all of our favorite drink is the butterbeer.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Oh God, yes. Hands down. But Colin's not going.
That's
over
actually
there.
Better over a glass of wine. There, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
I'm actually intentionally going to leave a little bit early on Friday, drive down, and go to Universal Studios just to get a hot butterbeer.
Could you mail me one?
Yes, of course. It may not make it, but you know. All right. Well, Colin Ashley says, I love listening to the podcast each week and hearing the very funny puns and jokes. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Colin. You're very sweet. We appreciate your question.
Ah.
You may not feel the same way.
Especially after Colin, I have to tell you on a personal note, my best friend is a vegetarian and she's actually a vegan and we have never had any problem at Disney World. So, except that one time we got a soup that had chicken broth in it, but she actually said it was so good, it didn't matter. But that was like a month after, you know, she found out that it was in there.
How did she find out?
I told her.
You know that soup you had? It had chicken broth. Uh-huh.
That's probably how she sounded.
She is the easiest going vegan ever. Like she and I traveled in Canada, like in these really rural areas, and she basically lived on Tim Horton donuts and fries for like 3 days because we're like driving through Canada and there's nothing to eat. So sorry, Canada. She did really well. Like she's really accommodating. But we had gone to Artist Point. She had the mushroom soup there that's so good. And we asked the server, you know, is it vegetarian? And she said, yes. So I went and I got online because I was going to make it for her for Thanksgiving when she came over. And in addition to being really complicated, it had chicken broth. And so I said, hey.
Was this your friend Susan? Suzanne?
No, this is Christina.
Oh, Christina. That's what I was thinking of. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I was like, hey, you know, I can't make that soup for you really because it has chicken broth. And she was like, say what? And then she was like, you know what? It was so good. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Then you introduced her to Chick-fil-A and then it was all.
Do you want a biscuit?
A biscuit and a Diet Coke.
Here you go.
Don't tell my secrets. Okay.
All right.
So. Okay, Wendy asks, I'm probably too late, but I'll ask anyway. Maybe you can save my question for a show after this one. You know what? Thank you for the suggestion. That's exactly what we did. Have any of you ever been to Aulani? Do you have opinions on the best time of year to go, how long to go, or activities to recommend?
No, we haven't been.
We haven't been.
We want to go.
Too far.
I've been to Hawaii, but I've never been to Aulani.
It looks amazing. Some of the Pixie Vacation agents have gone, and they've
really enjoyed it.
Michelle has been.
I think we've had two or three. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Michelle's gone.
And the photos look amazing.
Tanya's gone, right?
Tanya's gone.
The swimming pools. They have like you know, over at Typhoon Lagoon, where you can kind of swim with the fish, and the little sharks and all the tropical fish. They have a pool like that. And then they have all the little kind of lazy river-ish type things and little water play areas for the kids.
There's a lot going on. They have a kids club. They have restaurants. There's definitely a lot to do. But it's Hawaii. Hawaii is a place to go and relax. There's not.
So would we ever consider a pixie trip to Aulani?
No. A mouse trap?
Do you know what? It's like 18 hours to get there.
The problem is
it's 10 hours.
The flight and the flight cost.
It's 10 hours.
No, because it's like 5 hours out to L.A. from here.
And it's a five-hour flight from L.A.
Then you've got 2 hours waiting, and then you've got another. So it's like 12 to 14 hours.
You could take a direct flight.
No, it's too scary.
You could, but it's. You can. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It's so far, like, I can go, and that was kind of like our starting point for deciding we wanted to go to Europe, because Kevin was like, hey, we could go to Hawaii and be like the Bradys, and I said, okay, and then I looked at the flights, and I'm like, okay, these are really expensive, and it's just like some island when I could go to Europe and, like, hang out in museums and stuff.
Well, you know, we will be halfway there in July.
That's true.
Here we go.
Yeah, a lot of people from California.
And this is how it starts.
Yeah, a lot of people from California go because it's their Caribbean. Yeah. It's their 5 hours to the Caribbean islands type of thing for them.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. July?
You want to add on a lot?
But we're already spending 2 days extra in Disneyland for the 60th.
And?
My husband will divorce me. Well,
yeah,
he won't
divorce
me. There's a
very distinct possibility.
Do you know what? Mine will give me that look. But that's all.
Mm-hmm. Hey, honey, we're going to Hawaii.
You're not,
bye.
But I am.
You know what? I just tell him it's work. And he'll go, okay.
I got to go. I got to cover it.
Nice. Yeah, I'd love to go. It's just the flight cost, and then it's just getting out there that's tough.
Yeah. You people are going to Norway. Don't get distracted. Norway, focus.
That's right.
Okay. Speaking of Norway... Jesse asked, what will the next Frozen thing be coming to the parks? Maybe Olaf teaching about global warming, replacing Circle of Life at Epcot? I have no idea.
No. I was thinking more like an Olaf ice cream bar.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. You can like eat his buttons and his eyes. Come on.
You could take a scoop. You could be like, serve your own Olaf.
Serve your own Olaf.
There you go.
I was thinking more like the Mickey bar.
Oh, yeah.
But
I kind of like
the Olaf bar.
Why, yeah.
He could be a chocolate ice cream bar dipped in vanilla. That's kind of yummy.
Yes. I don't know.
Just saying.
I'm sure.
You know what, Jesse? Everything Frozen is coming to the parks. So just get ready for it and prepare for it.
It's coming.
Epcot will have it over there at the Norway Pavilion. They'll have the meet and greets and the... I'm sure he'll be incorporated into the ride.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. And you know, like for our cruise, for example, I mean, there's a little excursion into Arendelle. So you can go to Norway and go to fake Norway if you want and meet Anna and Elsa.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I absolutely will not pay money for that. They're going to be on the ship, by the way.
What are the rock trolls going to be there in Norway too?
That would be awesome.
That would be worth going for.
Would you go like, okay, son, roll this giant boulder down the hill.
I'd want them to hug me.
But can they marry you? That's the bigger question.
Oh my God, Adventures by Disney or Disney Cruise where you can get married by a troll in here.
Do you know what? I'm sure there are people who would be like, oh my God, that's the best idea ever.
It is.
We're going to go to Norway and get married by a troll.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Boy, we have taken this in a whole different direction.
But no, we
haven't.
Thank you. So, Jesse. No, we haven't.
I'm not involved. I'm just waiting here for the next question nicely.
If you go to Alani, post photos and stuff on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that was like two questions ago, Steve.
Oh, sorry.
We're on Frozen right now.
Remember the Frozen
Oh.
Eat his buttons?
Yes. Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. Jennifer actually has a great question. And she said, my family has old Magic Bands from a previous trip in December of 2013. Just visiting next month at Magic Kingdom for one day. Bought a one-day ticket and put it into My Disney Experience. Will it automatically link to our old Magic Bands if they are considered active? Or do we need to get this done once we pick up our tickets? She just wants to know if her Magic Band is still active. And her Magic Band is active. Yeah.
It is.
So how does it work? If you go to a Disney resort,
you can use the same one over and over and over again for about a year.
Yeah.
But okay. And then, but you can't take like your brother's or your son.
No,
or
it's linked to you and your fingerprint.
All right. So,
yeah,
but
I tried to let Sophie put her ticket on my band because we'd forgotten a colored band for her, and God forbid she not have a pink band.
Oh, okay.
And they wouldn't let us do that. On the other hand, I've been using the same Magic Band for like the last four or five visits. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even customize mine anymore. I show up, they try to give me the gray ones. I'm like, no, thanks. And that's it. So, and the kids are the same way.
Yeah. I just use my AP one now.
Yeah. I have a little red one and a little pink one.
I have a whole drawer, which I'm sure you do too. There's probably 25 magic bands in there.
You should make a Christmas tree ornament out of it.
I am approaching that. Level.
Or you should wear them all at once and just stand out in front of the parks with your non-expiration. Look at this.
That's what you should do. Right at rope drop. I know one of these is good. Hold on.
Don't act like
it's
that.
Like Chris Wood. It's like Chris Wood getting on a flight. Hold on. I'm not sure which ticket in my bag is still good from the last 8 years because I've never taken them out.
So, just incidentally, I did recycle some ticket, whatever they are called today. But anyway, now that I know that I can get that boarding pass on my phone, I'm a changed woman. Provided I don't lose my phone, I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's good.
So be impressed.
Very good, Chris.
Okay. So, Jennifer, I hope we answered that. Yes, your band is still good. All right. This next one is kind of a fun question. It's fun because we don't want you to buy DVC. Jerry asks, how does DVC work? Is it a one-time cost with monthly assessments? Well, kind of, right? You pay your money one time. You buy your ticket.
Well,
you
if you're so inclined.
Points. Yeah. You can make payments or you can pay all at once. And then you do sort of have dues. You could kind of say they're monthly, but
yeah, there's a
year. Oh, crud,
yearly
I need
dues.
To pay mine. Yes. Holy cow. I forgot. Oops. Yeah.
You might want to do that.
I don't think they're going to let me check in Friday. Never mind.
Here's my check. I swear I'm good.
I'm going to do it right now. Anyway.
Yeah, so DVC, you buy points. You buy 100 or 130 points or whatever for, I don't know, 18,000, 20,000. Depending on if you're getting them through Disney or resale market or whatever, and how many points you want. And that's, you know, you buy enough to do a weekend or a week or 2 weeks or whatever you kind of think you want. And then there's monthly dues or yearly dues. So every year you pay, I don't know, about $6 per point. It depends on which resort you've picked, which is your home resort. And that covers, you know, the soft goods and the hotel and maintenance and all the upkeep and taxes and whatever with the hotel to keep it running. So it's not like you just pay your $15,000 or $20,000 one time and just go. Every year you're paying, you know, about $1,000 or more depending on how many points you have. And you do it every January.
Yeah, and it's depressing too.
It's tough because you get this bill for like 1,000 plus, at least for us.
Well, it all depends on how many points you have.
Yeah, it depends on how many points you have.
Ours is like 1,000 to 1,200.
And we don't have a lot of points. So, you know, other people that have a lot more points are getting bills for well over what we're getting a year. And even even that, when it comes in January, you're like, oh, $1,000 I got to pay. And I'm sure other people are $2,000 or $3,000 or more. But yeah, so you have to make sure you can afford that and budget it in to your Disney stays.
I feel like mine are more this year than they were last year.
Well, they are. It's because the dues go up every year. They go up a little bit.
That's painful. All right. Well, there went my good mood. Heather asks, on our next trip, we want to include 2 days at Universal for our family of four. We usually don't rent a car, but are not opposed to it. We stay on Disney property. What is the cheapest way to see Universal?
There is no cheap way to see Universal.
Yeah, it's not going to be cheap overall. Get your transportation, rent a car.
Yeah, cheap is not, I don't think it's cheap.
You can take a taxi.
Yeah, and we still, and I think our...
That's got to be round trip, though.
It's $35 each way.
Yeah, but you can get a car.
So it's $70.
Well, when you include parking.
Parking, it's easier to take it. I'm telling you, I've done it both ways. It's easier to take a taxi.
Well, and it also depends on how many people are in your party.
Yeah. Like if it's just one of you, but I've done it with just two of us and it was still easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for us, what we always say is do a separate Universal stay. Do it before your Disney trip, after your Disney trip, or as a separate trip. Because you can stay at one of the deluxe resorts. You get the express pass, front of the line pass for free for staying there for everybody in your party, which is like a $90 value per person per day. So you automatically get that for 2 days just by staying one night. So that's almost $400 for a party of four times two nights. So you're looking at least an $800 savings there if you were going to buy those.
Can you imagine buying fast passes or express passes for $800,
it's ridiculous. No. I know.
I mean, you wouldn't.
I know.
And they're not always necessary.
Yeah. But you get that savings. You get to stay right on property. You get to go into Harry Potter an hour early before anybody else as a resort guest. And you're there, so you don't have to worry about paying for extra transportation back and forth to Disney. Because when you're on Disney property, they make it very easy for very little amount of money to stay another day and go to the parks at Disney. It's very hard to spend over $100 to get a Universal ticket when you can add one for maybe $15 or something on a Disney stay.
Let me ask you guys, how many days does it take to do Universal fully? Both parks.
I want to say,
did you
just say two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to say three.
You do two. It's 2 to 3.
Yeah,
I think
depends
it's two
on the
to
crowd
three.
Levels.
So yeah, that's true.
If you're faced with 2 to 3 days of Universal Park tickets and you're going to spend the money anyway, and maybe you've got a little extra and you hate crowds and lines, it's a reasonable option. And this is in comparison to other VIP tours, but the VIP tour that you can get at Universal is going to get you front of the line access to everything. I mean, it's not express pass. It's in front of the express pass line. It's front of the line access. And you go on whatever you want. You get VIP seating for different shows. Everything is pretty darn awesome. You're going to get both parks done in one day. I just think it's a pretty cool experience. You can get both parks done. But it's consideration.
Anne writes, I have one more. Sorry. Do you think with the current FastPass system, we will ever see wait times for rides that didn't used to have long waits drop?
Sorry.
Am I imagining that this is an issue? I felt like we used to be able to practically walk on Pirates, even Everest, before the new system. Oh, the can of worms.
Yeah.
You don't really want to. That's a long conversation.
It is a long conversation, but I think she's not imagining things.
No, she's
it's
not.
And it's not a long conversation. The fact is, Pirates can be
longer.
45 minutes on an average day.
Instead of the 10 it used to be.
Yes.
Well, Pirates was awesome.
Yeah, because now people have these fast passes. They book them, 90 days out, and they only have three, and they're like, we're going to ride these three rides. So we're going to be at Pirates at 1 o'clock. So they go because they don't want to miss their three fast passes. Where in the past, they might kind of grab a fast pass here and there from a machine or
like I'll
just
catch
go
the
whatever.
Next one.
So now they have all these people that are like, we've only got 3 fast passes. Pirates is one of them. We're going. So all these people are in that line and they fill up, Pirates. So now there's a standby queue.
Even it's a small world.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's all of them.
It's ridiculous to wait a half hour for It's a Small World on a slow week.
Yep.
So,
well, and the worst part is that it hasn't alleviated your Space Mountain lines.
But isn't the whole point, I mean, when we had Len Testa on, wasn't the whole point that Len said, which is to keep you in the parks, is to have you committed to 12, eventually have you committed to 12 attractions of some sort every single day.
If they would do that, it would make life so much easier.
It would, and I guess eventually maybe that's going to happen. I kind of hope so. But you know what it does? Even with 3, it keeps me committed. I noticed that I was kind of like, you know, there were definitely days where because we have annual passes, I thought maybe I'll take the kids over to Universal. But no, we had those fast passes. We were going to use them.
You know,
that doesn't commit me to it.
No, I was going to say it may not commit you to it, but it sure makes you feel free to leave after your fast passes are used up.
Yes.
You might not feel obligated to stick around until 9 p.m. to go on Haunted Mansion. But if your last fast pass is, you know, at 8:30 and you're ready to go, you're like, yeah, I can go. I don't have to stay.
Yeah.
You feel less pressure to stay. So it's kind of in between. I don't feel pressure to stay, but I feel free to leave.
Yeah, like I don't mind walking away from a fast pass.
Yeah, I kind of have an issue with it. Because I just feel like, oh, you know, I'm kind of committed to this. I need to stay.
You know,
I mean, I understand. Go ahead.
For as much as you're there, you'll catch it next time.
Well, that could be my problem,
But when you have little kids, like, and you tell them, okay, we're going to do this at such and such, they want to stay, you know, and they don't. It's really hard, I think, you know, for 7-year-olds to kind of, you know, okay, mommy's tired, we got to go. No, we spent a lot of time waiting around for our fast passes. The last trip I was with them, just with them alone. I don't know. I, you know, we've been through this before. I think we're not huge fans of it. So, okay. Kelsey asks, what's the price per point to add onto my DVC contract for the Poly? What do we say? 160?
I think it's once. I think I saw something for DVC members a couple of days ago that said it was 160 and then it goes up to 165.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
That's a ridiculous amount of money for per point.
Yeah, you're not going to college, kids. Sorry.
Mommy's going to Disney.
All right. Dana asks, what's your favorite thing to do at Disney when you are traveling alone? I'll tell you what my favorite thing is to do. It's to call Lauren.
Yeah, walk. It is.
Hey, Lauren, I'm going to go get a citrus swirl.
Come with me.
Well, that's kind of like Lauren. She goes without her girls, and then she texts them pictures of their favorite rides and foods.
I do. I'm really mean.
You are.
I do that to Eric.
She does that. She always sends pictures of mac and cheese.
You're not supposed to do that to your own kids.
I really do that.
Oh my God.
Why not? You know what? Your problem is your kids haven't gotten old enough to be annoying yet.
Oh, then you're like, hey, it's my now it's my turn.
Another like 15 minutes left of being a little kid. So get ready for it.
Enjoy. Because it's true. Mine are a little obnoxious at times, so that's my only recourse sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, really? Well, look what mommy's doing. Yeah,
exactly. Here, we want some mac and cheese.
Nice.
Okay.
Hey, you got to take your fun where you can get it.
Mm-hmm. You really do. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to the question.
Okay. Oh.
So you text Lauren and call her.
I do.
And
yes.
Lauren, you taunt your kids.
Yeah.
What do you guys do? Oh, Steve. Steve just sits there and like looks for magic shops.
What?
I think Steve takes a lot of pictures. He looks for creative pictures to take.
Yeah.
He's always on. He's always in pixie mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. What do? I kind of like to people watch.
Oh, I enjoy that too.
You know, just taking things slow and just watching people and maybe taking in the things that I'm always too rushed to take in otherwise.
I actually talk to strangers a lot more. I'll be like, hey, where did you find that handbag?
You do that anyway.
I totally did that to a lady, and she let me take pictures of it, and then I looked it up, and it was really expensive, and I was like, oh, never mind. But anyway, yes, I will just be in line, and I'll be like talking to people. So
you seriously do that when others are around too. You talk to anyone that will listen, and even some that won't.
I know. Hey, be my friend. All right.
I like warm hugs.
I do like warm hugs.
Oh, you hate hugs?
I hate hugs. That's true. I don't mind hugs from people I'm close to. I just don't want to hug people I don't know.
Chris likes
you know
to
what?
Hug me.
If you ever
I do
see,
like to hug you.
If you ever see Chris in the park, be sure to go up to her. Only if you're sweaty and extra hairy, and give her a big hug.
Yeah.
Mm. And if you're wearing that leather outfit from the Village People.
Well, then she's going to jump on you. I would be very cautious. Approach carefully.
See, if people didn't listen to the news show, they don't know about my childhood dream of dating all the Village People.
Yeah, you have to listen to the show before this.
Macho, macho man. Anyway, so. Okay, let's get back on track here. Okay, Dana also asks, what week is your first and second choice to go to Disney during September? Or October.
October.
Yeah, I mean, really, I don't think you can go wrong in September at all. October starts to get iffy, especially if it's a race weekend.
Yeah, but weather-wise, October's better.
Yeah, probably.
September's still pretty darn hot.
Do you know what makes October?
September's hot and rainy.
It's hot. Mm. And she's right. It rains.
Oh, well, it
lasts
in
buckets. True.
So between those 2 months, I would go October. And I would go first week or last week.
Whatever you do, just go when there's a mouse chat meetup.
Mm-hmm. Which is the middle.
and don't hug me. Don't hug me when you see me. Okay. Anne says, on our recent trip, quite a few attractions went down for significant amounts of time. Pirates ended up being down all day. I have never had this happen on previous trips. Is it pretty common or just bad luck?
See, I have to be honest, knock wood, I don't encounter that a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't.
In Disneyland, I encountered it a lot, but not in Disney World.
I haven't encountered it anywhere in a while.
No.
I mean,
Disneyland, every time I went to a ride, it was down.
For me, Disneyland, it's just, it depends on the time of year, too, because they do such extensive refurbishment in January there. So there's always a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah, but it's closed.
In general.
I was there in April and July, and there was a lot of stuff down both times.
Yeah.
Yeah, for rehab, but
no, literally down.
Oh, down
like
when you're
up
trying to walk
it up.
Down. Oh, that's not good.
Maybe you have bad mojo.
Yeah,
in Disneyland, I think I might.
It could happen.
And the only thing I run into is they occasionally slow something down to let someone on or let someone off, and then you hear people being like, "Oh wow, it's down." It's not down.
They're just letting
someone on.
Old man Griswold.
Yes.
Off.
And so
I think
a difference.
That you just hit some bad luck. Because I really don't think it's that much.
Yeah. And when something new opens or whatever for, the first few months, it's iffy, but usually
or if
not.
You have thunder showers, that will close something. Like Everest closes a lot if there's thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Or Seven Dwarfs. Gosh, that's always down when it rains.
When the fireworks are going off, Seven Dwarfs could possibly close for fear of fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Kelly actually writes, and I think we should actually turn this into a show topic. She says, when you guys go to the parks, do you always purchase a dining plan? I like the convenience, but it's not always the cheapest way. So dining plan or no dining plan, that's a whole show topic. So I say, Steve, if you could add it to the schedule, that would be great.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So that wraps up another show for us. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. If you have any questions for us or comments, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.